The team and documents used the same laptop they had used to write the last letter to Ricky. This letter was composed by DeVille himself and approved by Mr. Maynard. It read, "Dear Ricky, good news about your release to the halfway house in Baltimore. Give me a few days, and I think I'll have a full-time job lined up for you there. It's a clerical position, not a lot of money, but a pretty good place to start. I suggest we go a bit slower than you want. Maybe a nice lunch at first, then we'll see where things go. I'm not the type to rush in. Hope you're doing well. I'll write you next week with the details of the job. Hang in there. Best wishes, Al." A DC postmark was applied, and the letter was flown and hand-delivered to Klockner in Neptune Beach. Trevor happened to be in Fort Lauderdale, oddly enough tending to legitimate legal business, and so the letter sat in the Aladdin North box for 2 days. When he returned, he went straight to the post office. To his delight, the box was full. He sorted out the junk mail, then drove a half mile to the Atlantic Beach post office and checked the box for Laurel Ridge, Percy's fancy rehab spa. Once all the mail was collected, Trevor left directly for Trumbull, much to the dismay of Klockner, who was deprived of his usual opportunity to examine the letters. Spicer didn't answer the page at the courtyard at Trumbull, so Beach met with Trevor in the attorney conference room. They did their mail swap, 8 letters going out, 14 coming in. Beach had no Vegas lines to ponder, and he didn't want to play cards. Trevor left after 20 minutes.